fellow gardeners, I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Many fruit crops need insects as pollinators. Peaches, apples, blueberries, and watermelons use different species of bees, sometimes native and sometimes European honeybees, to transfer pollen from male flower structures to female flowers. Our largest native fruit, the pawpaw, however, is unusual in many ways, including how it's pollinated, and poor pollination is often a problem. Although pawpaw flowers have both male and female parts, they aren't in sync. The female stigma is receptive before the pollen is ripe, and the problem is further complicated in that pawpaws are not self-fertile. You must have two different varieties. The flowers are reddish-brown in color, resembling meat perhaps, with a fragrant design to attract flies and beetles, which are its pollinators. To attract these insects, there are stories of growers hanging roadkill in their pawpaws, and some backyard growers resort to hand pollination. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.